Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Cloud Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Fundamentals for Business Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three primary types of cloud models: public, private, and hybrid clouds. Additionally, we'll discuss the advantages and disadvantages of each model and how to choose the right one for your business needs. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between these cloud models and identify which one best fits various business scenarios. Main content overview of public, private, and hybrid clouds. Cloud computing has revolutionized how businesses operate by providing flexible and scalable IT solutions. There are three main types of cloud models: public, private, and hybrid clouds. Public clouds are offered by third-party providers over the internet. These clouds are accessible to anyone and are typically hosted on shared infrastructure. Examples include services like Google Cloud, Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Microsoft Azure. Public clouds are cost-effective, as they allow businesses to pay for what they use without needing to invest in hardware. This is particularly advantageous for startups or small businesses that may not have the resources to maintain their own data centers. Private clouds, on the other hand, are dedicated exclusively to a single organization. They can be hosted on-premises or by a third-party provider but are not shared with other organizations. This model offers greater control and customization, making it ideal for businesses with specific regulatory or security requirements. Industries such as finance and healthcare often prefer private clouds due to the sensitive nature of their data. Hybrid clouds combine both public and private cloud elements. This model allows businesses to enjoy the benefits of both worlds, enabling them to keep sensitive data on a private cloud while utilizing the public cloud for less critical tasks. This flexibility can enhance resource efficiency and cost management, allowing businesses to adapt quickly to changing demands. Advantages and disadvantages of each model. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of each cloud model is crucial for making informed decisions. Public clouds offer significant advantages, including scalability, cost-effectiveness, and ease of use. Businesses can quickly scale resources up or down based on demand without the burden of maintaining physical hardware. However, the key disadvantage is that security and compliance can be challenging since data is stored on shared infrastructure. For example, if a company stores sensitive customer information on a public cloud, it must trust the provider's security measures. Private clouds provide enhanced security and control, making them suitable for industries with strict compliance requirements. Organizations can customize their cloud environment to fit their specific needs and have better control over security protocols. However, the downsides include higher costs and the complexity of managing the infrastructure, which may require specialized IT staff. Companies must weigh these factors against their specific operational needs. Hybrid clouds offer the best of both worlds, allowing businesses to balance workload management between public and private infrastructures. The flexibility to choose where to store data and applications can optimize costs and enhance performance. However, managing a hybrid cloud can be complex, requiring robust governance and orchestration tools to ensure seamless integration and security across both environments. Organizations must invest in tools and training to effectively manage this type of infrastructure. Choosing the right model for business needs. Selecting the right cloud model depends on various factors, including business goals, regulatory requirements, and budget. Assess your business needs. Start by evaluating what your organization requires from a cloud solution. Consider aspects like data sensitivity, compliance needs, and scalability requirements. For example, a company that handles customer data would need a model that ensures data security and privacy. Evaluate security requirements. If your business handles sensitive information, a private cloud may be more suitable due to its enhanced security features. On the other hand, if your operations are less sensitive, a public cloud could suffice. It's essential to analyze the types of data you will store and process in the cloud. Cost considerations. Analyze your budget and determine whether your organization can afford the initial investment in a private cloud or if a public cloud would provide a more cost-effective solution. Public clouds typically have lower upfront costs, which can be crucial for smaller organizations. Future growth. Consider your long-term goals. If you anticipate significant growth or fluctuating resource needs, a hybrid cloud could provide the adaptability you need. This model can help scale operations without the need for large capital expenditures. Consult with stakeholders. Engaging with key stakeholders, including IT and business leaders, can help ensure that all perspectives are considered when choosing a cloud model. Collaborative decision-making can lead to better alignment with business objectives. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the three primary types of cloud models: public, private, and hybrid clouds. We discussed the advantages and disadvantages of each model and how to assess your business needs to choose the right one. Understanding these concepts is essential for navigating the cloud landscape and making informed decisions that align with your organization's goals. In the next lesson, we will delve deeper into cloud service models, exploring infrastructure as a service, IaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS. Reflection questions: which cloud model do you believe would be the best fit for your business, and why? What are the security implications of using a public cloud for sensitive data? How can understanding the advantages and disadvantages of each cloud model help you in making future technology decisions?